have long wished to have this happiness ever since the Nariushkin's ball, where I had the well-remembered pleasure of seeing you. How do you like the performance? Last week, Semenova fell down on the stage.
He is sensible and simple, bold and natural, so strange and agreeable. There is nothing formidable. His smile is most naive, cheerful and good-natured. And he's as handsome up close as at a distance. And he's as handsome up close as at a distance.
And do you know, Natasha, we are having a costume tournament soon. You ought to come, please come.
Oh,
you ought to come, please come.
Oh, I.
And I never remove my smiling eyes from your face, your neck, your bare arms. And I never remove my smiling eyes from your face, your neck, your bare arms.
I know for certain that he's taken with me. I know for certain that he is enraptured by me. I feel him looking at my shoulders, my face, my neck, my bare arms.
And I look you in the eye, and I look you in the eye.
I am looking into his eyes.
I am frightened.
That barrier of modesty I've always felt of men, I feel so terribly near. I fear that he may seize me from behind and kiss me on the neck. How do you like Moscow?
At first I did not like it much, because what makes a town pleasant, ce sont les jolies femmes. Isn't that so? But now I like it very much indeed. You come to the costume tournament, Countess, do come. You will be the prettiest there. You will be the prettiest there. Do come, dear Countess, and give me this flower as a pledge. We are speaking of most ordinary things,
yet I feel closer to you than I've ever felt with any other man. No one else is here. No one else can see us. Your eyes,
your eyes. It's all right, Natasha. I am here.
So near, nothing between.